This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And he grounds one right through Harper, who just fanned on it. It's down the right field line, going to the corner. Lowe is on his way into third. He's being waved home. The throw coming out of the corner, it's going to go to third, and it's late, and K-Bert Ruiz is in at third base on a ball that went basically right through Bryce Harper at first base.
Yeah, but it'll still be a hit.
Regardless of the scoring, Scott called it correctly, right through Bryce Harper in a disastrous sixth inning. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to get to today as the Phillies drop the series finale to the Nats. They welcome in the Diamondbacks tonight. We've got you people a tri-day on a Friday and some arrests to talk about. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I got two things that I want to talk about this morning. Okay. Well, I just want to address this morning. Wanted to give a shout out to the policeman at the airport. Shout out to the guys at the airport. Saw him this morning. Asked me to give him a shout out, so
okay.
I'm giving a shout out. And you know what's funny? I remember. You know the commercial we do that Delco's a lot.
Delco is a lot. Yeah.
That commercial hit a whole lot different now.
How come?
Because of what I witnessed yesterday. Now, I'm gonna let
Everybody
y'all know.
Slow down on Delco, okay?
No, I'm just saying. Well, and I almost
they're
called
in the news
Kyle.
Again. Yeah.
Almost called Kyle because I saw something yesterday that I thought I would never see.
And then what was that?
It was a lady who had a road rage incident, Joe. Mm-hmm. And she did something that I have a lot of questions about. Number one, because, I mean, I think y'all know what I'm talking about. Lady relieved herself on somebody's car.
She's being called the Delco pooper.
The Delco pooper. And this is how my mind works now because, you know, I've been doing radio here for a while, so I feel like every time that it's something that I might potentially talk about, I need to take a little bit of a deeper dive.
Long thinking.
Long
Douglas.
Think a little bit. Yeah. And my first thought was, I mean, what were you eating that allowed you to perform in such a manner and as quickly as you did?
To be able to do that on command.
On command, yeah. Joe.
Drugs.
Because, no, because my thing is, when I got to go, it's like it just happens. Sometimes you be sitting there and you be like, "Oh, I gotta go," but the
Hugh Douglas is up and running.
She had an incident, and she went immediately. She went immediately, like it was like boom.
Yeah, when I first heard, but I thought it was like she decided to do this, and then it took some time. No, it was like boom.
It was like on command.
Yeah.
And then my thing was, she didn't wipe. That was two. And then she got back in her car.
Oh, just went home. Just tried
and
to
went
leave.
Home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and my thought was, you got to smell that. That can't feel comfortable. Like, that can't be comfortable. I have questions.
So you thought about her wherewithal after rather than the person
well,
whose car was
I'm
pooped
like,
on?
Okay.
That's
okay,
the person
okay,
I feel
I understand.
For more.
Like, and I can't remember. Did she have on a dress?
I think so, yeah.
With no draws, because you can't have no draws.
Well, I wasn't able to see that closely in the video, but
makes
I,
things easier.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, maybe she was prepared.
Well,
for
I'm
this.
Just saying, because there's a lot that goes into
there
this.
There is, there is.
And you get so mad. Like, this is the thing that I have to ask. You get so mad that's what you decide to do. Mm-hmm. I have never once in my road. I had one this morning. In a road rage incident when somebody's yelling and screaming at
you
me.
You never thought about doing
I
that?
I never thought about getting out of my car and pooping on
Yeah, I didn't either. All right,
anyway.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm gonna hit the timeout button because we might do a whole segment on this if I don't. All right, we'll get back to the Delco pooper.
Okay, anyway.
That sixth
good
inning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. That sixth inning last night, I felt like I was watching the Delco pooper. There was the Phillies on the field. That was terrible. That defense was terrible last night, including Bryce Harper. And Hugh, sometimes you got to rip the Band-Aid off. Sometimes you got to talk about the elephant in the room. Can we have the Bryce Harper conversation on the show today? Bryce Harper has not played well this year. I mean, let's put our cards on the table. Bryce Harper has been below the standard that we expect from one of the best players in baseball. I think it was yesterday, Hugh, I was listening right before we came on. They do the Times Yours Line on the morning show. And someone called into the Times Yours Line yesterday on the morning show and asked them to actually have the conversation of where he ranks in baseball, right? I'm not asking us to do that right now, but it just got my mind thinking. Because I think if you say that to someone, like, Bryce Harper is a blank top player, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think most people listening might say, oh, he's top five, top 10. He hasn't played anything like that this year. I don't know where he ranks, but he has not played anything like that this year. His numbers, 235 batting average, 784 OPS, well below the standard for Bryce Harper. Body language at times not great, and Hugh, the defense, which is usually pretty good. Last night, that was a bad, bad error for Bryce Harper. 215-592-9494. Hugh, let's have the conversation. Where are you at with Bryce? Because it has been now, it's May 2nd, right? It's not 2 weeks in. We're a full month of the season in, and he has not played very good baseball.
I had a lot of thoughts. Okay, first of all, I just want to say, Taijuan Walker, 5 innings.
Taijuan's fine right now.
4 hits.
I know.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, because you call 5 innings.
I call 5 innings.
Yeah, but you also want to demote him yesterday. But that's
no,
either here.
No, I said if we're making these tough decisions, it would be easier to do that.
I get it. Where are you at, Bryce?
I had a lot of thoughts last night because I'm riding home and I'm listening to the game, and I saw the error. Well, I heard it, and then I got home and I saw it, and I had a lot of thoughts. I like Bryce. Let me say that first, And what I'm going to say, I'm going to pull a line from Black Gritty. When Black Gritty says, Bryce, I thank you for choosing me.
Yeah.
You know, because he always says that before he gets somewhat critical. But I've noticed something over the past couple of weeks that's been going on. He hasn't been playing well.
Mm-mm.
And it's almost like he's getting a pass. Because we have been so fixated on all these other things that are going on with this team. That he somehow flies under the radar. He has the biggest voice. We talk about it all the time. We talk about how he is very, very influential in that clubhouse, how he is influential in the front office, and all these other things. But the thing that I've noticed over the last couple of weeks is that Bryce is somewhat of a front runner. No, he's not somewhat of a front runner. He is a front runner. Because when things are going well, Bryce has the absolute loudest voice in the locker room. He's the one that's always out front. He's the one that always has something positive to say or whatever you want to say. But when it hits the fan, when things get a little tough.
Kind of like the lady in Delco. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, sorry, that's my fault.
Then all of a sudden, you know, that leadership, that bravado ain't the same. And that's concerning. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, when we talk about the comparisons between Bryce Harper and Jalen Hurts, I understand that it's different in football because the games are more meaningful and Jalen's the leader of the quarterback. Bryce is the leader of this team.
Yeah, and well, I know they're different, but I'll let you finish. They are the two most important players.
Yes.
I've removed Embiid from this. He doesn't play anymore.
Yes.
But the two most important players in Philadelphia, the quarterback and Bryce.
And Bryce Harper went last night. He had 4 at-bats, 1 hit. One hit. And he always flies under the radar when things like this happen. And then when you ask him what's going on, it's almost like he takes a step back and let everybody else take the heat for him. And he's the guy. He's the one that got the tattoo of the fanatic. He's the one on social media making banana bread or whatever the hell he's making. And I know people say, well, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. You're right. But my point is this. You are the leader of that team. This team goes as you go. And right now, you're not pulling your weight.
He's not.
You're not pulling your weight.
No, I agree with you on that. 215-592-9494. All right, here's where I'm at. And Hugh, I think it's very fair to be frustrated. He's not pulling his weight. He's not playing well enough. He has slid under the radar, you're right, for a while now. You look at some of his numbers so far this season, specifically the last 10, 14 games. It's not just, like, I think in the beginning of the year we started saying, I was saying the word blah. It's beyond blah now. I mean, for the last 2 weeks, he's been pretty bad. He's hitting under 200. He's not slugging. There's no home runs in there. He's been pretty bad now for a couple weeks. The Phillies need more out of Bryce Harper. I want to make that clear. I don't like the way he's playing right now. I'm just going to tell you, for me, I'm not worried yet. I'm not concerned. I'm not worried yet. I think he's going to pull out of this, and I think he's going to be fine. There's a lot of things you look at when you look at, will a player be okay? Will they not be okay? And, Hugh, if there's a physical issue, because we always know about his back, right?
Mm-hmm.
If there's a physical issue, then I will change my mind. We haven't heard anything yet this year that there's anything physical. I think it's just a slump, right? I think it's just a bad start to the season for him, and he'll recover from it. He's still walking a lot. He's still hit. When he hits the ball, it's hard, right? It's hard contact. Usually that leads to good results at some point. I think he's going to be fine. He's been fine for 13 years in the big leagues. I'm not yet concerned that he's going to have a bad season. But I understand your frustration. And, Hugh, I felt the same thing last night when the error happened, because I'm like, hold on a second. You're not hitting. You're in a slump. We get that. That happens. Even to star players, you got to field your position.
Yeah. My thing is this, Joe. It's more this for me than anything. If you're a leader, you got to be a leader all the time. Mm-hmm. You can't be a leader when it's convenient. And I know that for a lot of people, you might not understand that, but even when it's bad, you still have to be front and center.
Well, you do. All right, let's hear this, because that's interesting you brought that up. Devin, on with the morning show. Listen to how she described Harper and just kind of what she's observed covering the team recently.
Honestly, Bryce Harper is the most concerning
yep.
to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going on with him. I don't think it's anything, you know, health-wise or physically, but he...
It could be, though. I mean, the back, the whole thing, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, I mean, he briefly spoke to us yesterday, or 2 days ago, I should say, and, like, it was just a very stilted, dry, like, he did not seem to want to give anything away in terms of, you know, information, personality, how he was feeling, just like 2-3 word answers. And I don't, that concerns me. I understand people don't, like, the media is not their best friend, but the fact that he wasn't even willing to divulge, like, what made you bunt in that game.
Totally.
But before you respond, I said this to you yesterday. I think people like when he bunts for a hit sometimes. They cheered on Wednesday night. When he bunts, it tells me he is not happy with his swing. Because Bryce Harper's going to go to the Hall of Fame with 500 home runs. Those guys don't bunt. They bunt when they're in a bad spot and they just want to get any on base anyway, anyhow. That bunt caught my attention. But what did you make of what Devin said about his demeanor in the clubhouse?
It went bad. And now you're turtling up. You can't do that. Bryce is a hell of a player. And like I said, thank you, Bryce, for choosing us. But you have to know your body language speaks volumes.
Even
though it might not be a big deal to you, your team may see that. And even if they don't tell you, you're the guy in that locker room. This team goes as you go. So when you get reserved, when it's tough and you get reserved and you're not the face of the franchise, or you don't be like, hey, it ain't on me, that's not a good look. It's not. And then when everything's going well, that's when you have the most to say. Guys see that. They see that and they react to that. And you know what? To be honest, that's probably one of the reasons why when we sit here and we talk about making sacrifices and all that other stuff, it kind of makes it hard to do that, because you're looking at it from a locker room perspective. So, well, hell, Bryce is not doing anything. Bryce is not making sacrifices. And I know people might say, well, you know, it's not on Bryce. Yes, it is, because Bryce is the face of the franchise.
And he's the best player. I mean,
the absolute best player.
And he needs to
be
better.
So it starts with him.
I agree with you on that. 215-592-9494. Which best describes how you're feeling about Bryce Harper right now? He's not playing well. I mean, however you're feeling, we can have that conversation. It's not a subjective thing. He's playing poorly. His last 11 games, he's hitting .186 with 0 home runs. He's been crap for a couple weeks now. He needs to turn it around. I'm not worried as of right now. Hugh's frustrated. Kyle, where do you come down on Bryce? Error last night and another kind of just blah of a game from him.
It's been a blah season for like mid to bad. Am I allowed to be both frustrated and concerned?
Sure.
Like, I'm kind of where Hugh is with the frustration there. Like, he's not being a leader by example or by words. Like, I know he did the name on the front, not the name on the back thing, but then immediately follows it up with the blue bat. Very me guy-like thing from Bryce Harper there.
Is that the highlight of his season so far?
I mean, it is. Like, he's hitting, what, .235?
Since the home run opening day, which was a big home run. I think it's the blue bat.
And he's not hitting for power.
No.
So, like, and if he's not going to hit for power, then he needs to hit for a way better average than he is right now. Like, he is the $330 million player. He's not even playing anywhere close to it. We get on Trey Turner all the time. Mm-hmm. Trey Turner might just be what he is,
right.
And I think I've come to accept that. But, like, I can't accept this being the season that we get from Bryce Harper. Like, that'll kill this Phillies team. Like, they will not go far at all if Bryce Harper remains like this, or even slightly better. Like, he needs to be a lot better for this Phillies team to go anywhere. Like, I mean, I think a huge reason this offense is suffering right now is because he's not a force at the plate right now. He's not hitting fastballs well. Even Schwarber protecting him hasn't helped him. Like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if he's caught between approaches or if he's dealing with something. That would concern me a lot, too. But, like, I mean, just everything going on with Bryce Harper right now is very worrisome.
It is. 215-592-9494. I mean, I said at the beginning here, you know, I heard yesterday in the Times Yours line on the morning show, someone asking, like, let's have a real conversation about ranking Bryce. And, again, we could do that one day. But there was a time, and we've done it during the postseasons when he's gone off, that people will call the station and say he's the best hitter in baseball, or I'd take him over everyone in baseball. And that's fine to love the player we have. But guys, right now he's not even in the same stratosphere as the best hitters in baseball so far this season. I mean, the gap between him and Aaron Judge, who's probably the best hitter in all of baseball right now, is miles apart. The gap between him and Ohtani is miles apart. The gap between him and, you know, whoever. I mean, pick Kyle Tucker, Corbin Carroll, the guys that have been the best hitters in the National League this year, Tatis. It's miles apart. He's got to be better. I'm not yet concerned because there's a track record of 12 years of excellence. I think he's going to be okay as long as he's healthy, but I get it. I get why he's frustrated. I get why a lot of people will be today. 215-592-9494. Right, let's go to the phone lines here. A lot to react to today. Chris in Middletown starts us off as the Phils drop a game to the Nats last night. Hey, Chris.
Happy Fransky Friday, man.
Hey, Chris.
Hugh, hey, let's start with this. Phenomenal opposite field hitting there by young Harper, your son, the good Harper.
You know what? The best Harper in town right now might be Hugh's son.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Can we get him up the major leagues? So, guys, the Bryce Harper question here. So here's where I'm at with this. I am concerned, highly concerned. He's sulking and moping around like Bohm. I don't know who to blame here. I don't know. Do we blame Bohm for rubbing off on Harper? Or do we blame Harper for letting all of this get into his head? But it's not a very good look. It looks terrible. It's sloppy. It's weak. Bryce, here's my message to Bryce. Bryce, Harper, you're listening. With all due respect, you see yourself as the star. And you want to be the man? Well, like Vito Corleone famously said to Johnny, you can act like a man. What's the matter with you? Pull your head out of your ass. Stop sulking. Lock in. Otherwise, Joe Giglio is going to go over to the box and pull out the wand and wand you, and I'm going to support him. Wake up, Bryce!
Chris, good phone call, buddy. I wasn't sure if he was going to spell wake up. I let it go there.
This is typical do-nothing Giglio.
Yeah.
Excuse maker. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I never
the
get
phone's
on that.
Going off. You guys reverse roles today.
I know. We did.
No, I was looking at my phone.
My
because,
favorite thing is when the phone goes off in here, Kyle looks at you, and this time, I don't even know what this was. It was a weird beep, and I was trying to like get it the volume to go off, and he's like staring at Hugh, and Hugh's like, it wasn't me!
I'm like, it wasn't, because even though I am looking at my phone, I'm trying to get my vitamins. I'm trying to get my vitamin stack right.
Right now?
Well, it's like I'm paying attention.
There's no sunlight coming in.
Vitamins?
You guys got the blinds down.
I'm trying to get my vitamin stack right.
I don't know what's going on with the blinds here today. Maybe I'll be less shiny on YouTube or more. I don't know.
I think you started the morph, the transition to Hugh yesterday with the voice crack. Yeah,
sign yeah. Ranger to a long-term deal.
No, he's not worth that long-term deal. This is role reversal. I'm not worried, and you're pressing the alarms on Bryce Harper.
No, I'm not. I'm just concerned. I'm riding home.
And I could tell you're frustrated. And you're not. Today I'm going to guess you, and we always joke about the poll is going to go your way or my way. I think a lot of people are going to be with you because it's not a couple weeks. It's a full month plus of baseball.
He's flown under the radar.
Yes.
Man.
He has.
Because this team is a team of – there's a lot of other concerns. You know, we went full tilt on Trey Turner after we saw what he did.
And he deserved it.
And you know, we've been, you know, had a lot of trepidation for Taijuan Walker in his starts. Been pretty decent.
Taijuan's been fine.
Yes. And he made it clear yesterday what he wants to do.
Mm.
He made that real clear. It's ironic that, you know, I guess because, you know, we kind of sparked that whole thing with you and Kyle yelling and screaming about who going into the bullpen.
Yeah, my voice cracking.
Well, look, we don't live in the past for the most part.
Today, we're in today.
we don't live in the past, but I'm like, you know, there's a little yelling and screaming going on yesterday. A little bit.
Well, sometimes you have to. Yeah, you push buttons. What'd you get called on YouTube?
The Boris bootlicker.
I'm the truth teller.
You know what I noticed?
What's that?
You must have got your check in the mail from Boris, because Bryce, of course, a Boris client, and you're not upset today to throw him right under the bus.
No,
the check clear. It's over now. You're good for 2 weeks, and then you got to.
No, it's just ironic. You can't do, like, as a leader, you have to be front and center all the time, even when you don't want to speak, even if you don't want to talk, man. You have to be forthcoming, because your teammates see that. And they also see when your feet are not being held to the fire like everybody else's.
Well, and I think I agree with you that he's flown under the radar because the other concerns are bigger, right? Like, they're just like, oh my goodness, Trey Turner, it's been years of not great play in Philadelphia. Yeah. Oh my goodness, the bullpen, it's one of the worst in baseball. Like, those are every day. Bryce has just flown under the radar with a lot of one for fours with a single, right? Like, just blah. I mean, it's his play so far has been blah. I believe he's going to be fine. I think a lot of you kind of look under the hood at what he's done. He's hitting the ball hard. It's just not going where they want it to go, and he's not hit enough home runs yet. He's walked a good amount. Look, I'm not trying to make excuses for him. I said it, and I'll say it again. He has not been good enough this year. He's got to be better. If he plays like this the whole season, they could miss the playoffs. I mean, he's got to be better than this. I'm not worried yet. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will.
Great Friday today, man. Let me say this, right? What I think, I mean, I may be wrong, but I think it's kind of like about that contract, right? I think it's kind of bothering him a little bit because he wants to be a Philly for life, well, until his career is over, rather. And I think he's struggling with that. But what I want to say to you, Bryce, if that's what it is, man, get over it. All I can tell you is if you win this World Series with us, guess what? It ain't going to be no problem with you negotiating that contract and at least meet you halfway or majority of the way. This is the thing, right? Bryce, I would have a serious talk with him. I would say, listen, we're going to win this with you or without you. We'd rather win it with you because you've been that catalyst to the team the whole entire time you've been here. So what I need you to do, Bryce, is get back to the winning Bryce. Get back to the Bryce that brought the spark to the team. Get back to the Bryce that was all about winning, all about making statements, always about putting a stamp that we the best team in the league. We need some steps, baby. So listen, whatever it takes, whatever you need to do, do it. The team needs you. The fans need you. The owner needs you, baby. He already paid the money. I keep saying it. This is our season. We're not going to let the season slip by here. We want to come. We want to bring it. And guess what? I know you're warming up, baby. Because when it all counts, you always come through. So now, all I need you to do is dig deep and forget about what's bothering you. Get the black out of your head and let's go win the game. You are the leader, and that's what we need you to do. We need you to lead. Let's run it back, baby, and let's win this World Series.
Let's go, Will. Appreciate it on a Friday.
I'm back. I'm not worried anymore.
Yeah, see, Will got you fired.
Just like that.
Also, if Will's right and it's about the contract, pipe down, Bryce. I don't want to hear that. If that comes out, I'll lose my mind. He's got 6 years left on this deal. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Bryce Harper? It has not been a good start to the season. He's hitting in the 230s. His OPS is under 800. Huge error last night. In a sixth inning, the Phillies obviously went back in a loss. Where do you come down on Bryce? Hugh is frustrated. Kyle's got concern. I'm not worried yet. Where do you come down? We'll get to a report from Taron Hatcher during the broadcast the other day, which may be cause for concern. This was interesting. 215-592-9494. Plus, it's a Tri-Day Friday. We'll tell you what we're talking about next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bryce Harper, the leader of this team.
I don't think he's the leader of this team.
Oh, you're right. Well, Kyle Schwarber.
You know what? I don't want to hear that.
More the
I don't want to hear that.
At this point.
Bryce Harper has to be the leader of this team. Like, I don't care about that anymore. Like, you are the most famous player on the team. You are the best player on the team. You're the guy who's going to be in Cooperstown someday. Like, enough of Rhea, I get your point. I'm not ripping you with this. Like, I agree with what you're saying.
I felt like it was an attack.
Totally not, man. I'm sorry. Bryce does, like, you're right, because he does not stand up that way. But, like, enough of that. Like, stand the hell up.
Fired Up Seltzer is my favorite sauce. I was half ready for him to curse like he did at Josh Harris.
The buildup felt exactly like it.
Best tweet of the night.
Right? Say it, James.
Elliot said Josh Harris should buy up all the freaking tickets and give them to Sixers fans. Like, you're damn right he should. The freaking, what, $7 billion this guy's worth? Yeah, dude. Like, own your... Oh, my goodness. Own your franchise, okay?
Yeah.
The oh my goodness right after, and the apology to Rhea there this morning very quickly is my favorite seltzer, but he's right. And I understand why he was frustrated with Bryce Harper right now. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. Are we at on Bryce Harper? Frustrated, concerned, or are you not worried at this point through the first month of the season, month plus? He hasn't played well. I mean, we don't have to beat around the bush. We don't have to pretend. We don't even have to say he's even been decent. He's been, by his standard, not good, right? Mm-hmm. Bryce Harper has a standard where he's one of the best hitters in baseball. His OPS is around 900 every year. He has a 280 to 300 average. He's nowhere close to this. I mean, he's in the 230s right now. His OPS is in the 700s. Just to give you context on that, Aaron Judge, who's the best hitter in baseball right now, has an OPS at 1200. I mean, Bryce Harper's not even in the same zip code as the best hitter in baseball right now. And that's all right. I don't need him to be the best, but I need him to be one of the very best. He hasn't. And I understand why he was frustrated. I'm not worried yet. I think he's going to pick it up. Where do you guys come down? 215-592-9494. Kyle's concerned and frustrated. This report a couple nights ago, Hugh, I'm curious your take on this, because this came across a little concerning. You know, Bryce is a guy that seems to always be in a good place with his swing or kind of have his routine down. He doesn't change much. But listen to this. Taron Hatcher, NBC Sports Philadelphia, a couple nights ago during the game, talking about Bryce kind of taking advice from anyone who will give it to him on his swing right now.
There was a lot of work done yesterday and coming into today to try to fix certain things with Bryce's swing, namely his timing. I was talking to Kevin Long ahead of today's game. He said, look, yesterday he had an exit velo of 98, 102, and 105 on three balls that were fielded out last night. He got his hit on a bunt, which is a good sign for things to come because his timing's not there. Everything's too quick. When he's moving too quick, when his motions are too quick, he's not seeing the ball as well. He's expanding his strike zone. He's very communicative with the hitting staff about what he's feeling and seeing in a swing. So they actually went through a circuit today where all of the hitting staff got to pick a drill and Bryce got to pick a drill, and they went through each drill. Each one was focused on timing. It was a different drill meant to slow Bryce down.
So where are you, Hugh? What's your reaction to that? The fact that every person on the hitting staff, and they have quite a few hitting coaches and gurus and people, got to pick a drill and Bryce went through it. It tells me he's not right. Like, he doesn't feel his swing right now, so he's looking for anyone to help him.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that, but still, you have to, and that's probably why he's a little bit more reserved and kind of, you know, he's kind of, you know, into himself right now. But you can't do that, because the unfortunate thing about that is it sends the wrong message as a leader. It's tough, man. It's tough being a leader of his caliber and being what he is to this team. But the bottom line is this. Even if nobody says it, everybody feeds off of your energy. Mm-hmm. And the toughest thing to do a lot of times, especially when you're not playing well, is to act like everything is okay. You know, I mean, there are certain ways that you have to handle yourself. And when your body language shows that, it brings the whole team down. You know, we know you're not playing well, and you're not going to get ridiculed. You're not going to get the same kind of ire as anybody else.
Right.
But if you share that and allow people to know that, you know, you're trying to work through that, that's a little different. I mean, it's still not acceptable. By any means is it acceptable. But I think if you're doing that, then people will be a little bit more understanding. It's still not acceptable, and people are still going to feel some kind of way, but at least we know you're trying to work through it.
Yeah, the part about his body language, this happened a little bit last year. Remember, even when they were winning at a super high clip, they had the best record in baseball, mm-hmm. they were rolling the first 2 months of the season. He still had moments last year where he was just annoyed. It looks just like, sometimes it looks like Bryce Harper when he's not hitting. And Hugh, I think this is part of your point about his demeanor. When he's not hitting, you used the word front runner earlier. When he's not performing at a super high level, he doesn't look happy. He doesn't look like he's excited to be there. And I'm sure he is. I mean, the guy loves baseball. He's been playing baseball at a high level since he was like 16. But he wears it on his face. I mean, it's like I could see why it'd be draining in that clubhouse if he's not right. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Bryce right now? Off to a very, very slow start to the season for him. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff.
Up, Jeff?
I'm not worried, but I'm more frustrated than anything. Look, this guy's been getting his ass kissed since he was 16 years old. And he's got that attitude like, well, you know, if I don't do well, nobody's going to say anything anyway, so I'll just go ahead and pout about it because who cares? Like, that's the attitude. He seems like he has a I don't care attitude. And if you're not going to be hitting, the one thing you can do is play good defense,
right?
Or you could hustle, because there's been many times, not as many this year as last year, that where you know he doesn't run a ball out or whatever, and he just gets so upset with himself, like he's immature and just doesn't care. It seems like. And I don't think he's a leader. I mean, Schwarber's a much better leader in that clubhouse than Harper is.
Well, there's no question. Jeff, that's why when James was yelling this morning about the leader thing, and I understand why James is frustrated. I love when Seltzer's fired up. To me, though, I'm with you. Schwarber's the leader. Like, Bryce is the best player, but he's not. I've never thought, and I don't mean this even in a derogatory way, just like matter of fact, I've never looked at Bryce as a great leader. Like, maybe he needs to be a better one, but Schwarber's the leader. I mean, when he was in Washington, Worth was the leader. Papelbon was more of a leader. Zimmer, like, they had a bunch of leaders that weren't Bryce Harper. I don't think he's much of a leader.
Yeah, but the unfortunate thing about Jeff and Joe with this one is I think that he's looked at as the leader. Because of
like by example, he's not a vocal,
leader. Yeah. He's not looked at. I don't think he's the vocal
leader.
That's
Schwarber. Yeah,
but he's the leader by example. He's the one that I think that is the straw that stirs the drink.
Well,
he's the one that makes it go, and the guys feed off of that.
Let me ask you guys both this: since Schwarber is the leader, we all know he is. Do you think he'll get in Harper's grill about the way he's playing? Like, do you think that would happen?
I don't
think it would.
I don't think that's Schwarber's or Sherbert's demeanor. I really don't.
I know.
I think that he's just he's a lunch pail kind of guy. He's the guy that, you know, he goes to work, he does what's asked of him, and he goes home. You know. And guys respect that, but let's be honest, Jeff. We all follow the money. Like that's just how it goes. We follow the money. We follow the money.
Yeah, we do.
The green socks and all that.
Yeah, all of that. We follow the money.
Yeah.
Also,
go ahead.
Real quick, also, Harper's not even in the top 20 this year. He might be top 10 in the last 10 years.
Right.
But not, and to get to 500 home runs, he's got to get 30 a year for the next 5 years, and I'm not so sure that's going to happen.
Well, you're right, Jeff. We'll see. I mean, he's got 6 years left on this deal, and then you know, and we appreciate the phone call. We know someone already said this is about his contract. If that report comes out, then I will have a Seltzer moment, and my voice might crack again. Because it better not be about his contract. I mean, he's got six.
Sign Ranger to a long term deal.
No, he's not worth a long term deal. Bryce isn't worth an extension on his deal right now. He's got six. Again, every time the contract comes up, it drives me crazy. He has 6 years left on this deal. Is anyone right now signing up to add years to Bryce Harper's contract just for the hell of it?
Don't think that's the
case. No. So I don't want to hear about that. As far as the leadership stuff, yeah, I agree with you, Hugh. I don't think that's – I think we're not there when no one is, right? There's behind closed doors type of stuff. There's in front of the camera stuff. I've always – Schwarber struck me as the kind of guy who might have that conversation in a calm way with someone, maybe a younger player who put his arm around you, who helped younger players like understand how to navigate the major leagues. Is he going to get in Bryce Harper's grill? Probably not. And I don't know what's going to get Bryce going here, but I know they need him to get going. Because I said it earlier, I'll say it again. If he plays like he has so far this season, the whole season, they'll miss the playoffs. There's not enough offense. I mean, last night, Hugh, I think you said this in our meeting before the show, the pitcher last night for the Nationals was cutting down Christmas trees at Home Depot during the offseason.
And let me say, before we get into that, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Of course not.
That's a commendable job.
Yes, yes.
But at the same time, when I'm riding home and I'm listening to that and I look at the score 4-2, and I'm like, wow. I mean, look at God. Like, first thing I thought, look at God. This guy was out here, you know, feeding his family, making ends meet, not knowing what the future held for him.
Yep.
Now he's in a major league game. And if I'm not mistaken, got a win against a team that's touted as a World Series contender.
At one point he retired 10 Phillies in a row.
Yes. He is and I know nobody wants to hear that this morning, but that's just how I was thinking. I'm like, wow, look at that. This guy went out there on a young team that has a lot of young players that, you know, they're not that good. They're still trying to figure it out. He got an opportunity to come to Philadelphia with this great crowd and two runs in a game where just last Christmas, he was stacking Christmas trees.
I know.
And I was like, and I know, again, nobody wants to hear that, but I was just like, wow, that's pretty impressive. And on the flip side, Taijuan Walker is a guy who's had a tough time here in Philadelphia. And he gives you good enough innings to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
Good enough innings to win that game, and you give him two runs.
It's the kind of pitcher last night, and obviously his story is fascinating that he made it from where he was this winter to. But like they should have blasted him last night. Like,
they should have.
I mean, come on, it's
the
it's kind
a great
of
pi- story, but yeah. you should have took that L, and I couldn't help. And let me tell you what else I was thinking. I couldn't help but to think that I was like, wow, Taijuan Walker is on the mound pitching his ass off.
How about that play he made in the field in the first inning?
Pitching his ass off.
An athlete.
The fact that, and I got to thinking back about how the season started and nobody believed in him and all this other stuff.
Except you.
Well, I believed in him. Yeah. I mean, not I'm not trying to make it about me.
Well.
But these are the story. These are the storylines.
We can see through this.
That's not the case. But the thing is, and we have all these high-dollar players, these high-dollar offensive players, offensive weapons.
Yep.
And y'all just gave Buddy two runs.
Yeah, it's a joke. They need to score more. And Bryce needs to be better. 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, it is a Friday, which on the midday show means it's a Tri-Day.
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
Yes, it is a Tri-Day. So like we always do here, with the one we pick, the best answer we get today, we'll try it. And you know what we're going to do today, Hugh?
What are we going to do?
Cocktails. You know why?
I did not know this weekend was Kentucky Derby.
It's Kentucky Derby weekend.
Did not know that. Even though it's the Kappa Derby too. The Alpha Kappa, not Alpha Kappa, Kappa Alpha Psi.
Well, you didn't even know what day it was the other day.
No, I didn't.
Well, it is Friday. Tomorrow's the Kentucky Derby. Jason Wirth, by the way, has got a horse in the Derby again. Flying Mohawk, 30-1 underdog tomorrow. But you know, here they do the mint juleps at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah,
you ever have
a
mint
fan.
Julep?
No.
But you're a bourbon guy.
I am, but I'm not a mixed drink
well,
guy.
Well, today you're going to become one.
I'm not either.
I'm not usually either. But the best one we get today, if we get a really good one today, I'll try it. Why not? All right, so do you know what a mint julep is, Hugh Douglas?
I know it has mint in it.
Well, so I'm looking at a recipe here.
It's very intuitive.
You got the mint leaves. Got some simple syrup.
I think it's
bourbon.
Light color, light drink.
Yes. Yeah, you got the mint leaves and then the syrup and then the bourbon. All right, so the best cocktail we get today. Here's the chore for you today. Try to convince Hugh to drink this cocktail.
I like my bourbon straight.
Well, maybe we'll find one today.
He's stubborn, too.
So I like my bourbon tough. To burn a hole in my chest when I'm drinking it. Ah, you know, you drink that.
Yeah. Well, you could put mostly bourbon and just a little bit of whatever the mix is.
But I don't like the sweet stuff, the sweetie drinks.
Well, get ready to hear them because we're doing Tri-Day on mixed drinks, cocktails. Your favorite cocktail, one you think we should try for a Tri-Day Friday. Sean is up on WIP talking about Bryce and the Phillies. Hey, Sean.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, Sean. What's up, buddy?
I'm doing well. Listen, I'm still with Bryce Harper. I'm confused why we're jumping off this wagon. I mean, we have so many people that are just ready to just kick him to the dirt curb. Let's move him back to the outfield. I mean, that was his first error all season. He still has better numbers than Rhys Hoskins did. It's insane.
I don't think you're understanding the conversation that we're having. Let me help you out a little bit. Nobody's trying to move Bryce. We're just frustrated by him not being the vocal leader that he needs to be when the team is playing bad. I mean, for him to be a little bit more reserved and not playing well and not really speaking up like he should, I think that's a problem for me, especially when he's on a team where he's looked at as the leader.
Yeah, but we also don't know what's going on in the clubhouse, so that's the thing.
But guess what, Sean? We don't know what's going on in the clubhouse about any of these conversations that we have on a daily basis. It never stopped us from talking about it.
Yeah, I just think we just get too wishy-washy here in Philly, and we can't – like, he's a superstar. He's going to come around. He's had a bad 2 weeks.
Can I ask you a question, Sean?
Yes,
can I ask
sir.
You a question?
Go ahead.
Why and I'm not mad at you, but I need to understand, why is it that you're so willing to give him a pass, but you'll throw like okay, Trey Turner under the bus? Why I'm assuming you're harder on Trey Turner with the week that he's had. Why does he not get a pass but Bryce does?
Actually, I'm not going to – I'm a baseball real. I think Trey Turner is not as bad at shortstop as the next guy. I think everybody throws him under the bus.
Oh my, Sean,
right,
hold
now
on, Sean, hold on, before
field.
You, Sean, hold on. Did you see last night when Marshawn threw the ball into center?
I was there last night. It was terrible. Yes.
But Sean, he's a major league shortstop, and the ball went under his glove. I mean, it's basically a ground ball.
I'm just trying to be optimistic. That's
I got it, man. It ain't nothing wrong with being optimistic. I'm just trying to understand why.
I know, Sean. I'm optimistic too. If there's a tornado warning, my house probably isn't going
to
blow over. But it's still a tornado. This guy sucks at shortstop.
Basement.
Yeah. Well,
can I ask?
You're in the basement
question?
Right now. No,
yes,
go ahead.
Yes,
Sean,
you care.
Ahead.
Yes, you care.
When Donovan McNabb, prime example, I grew up, love watching you and him, but Donovan McNabb was thrown under the bus every other week. Like, what was that like being his teammate? Because you had to know he was a rock star, superstar. And then hear that we would bash him over one bad game, and then he would come out and have a 4-touchdown game. Like, it's just, I think we got to just ride out with our superstars.
But here's the thing, Sean, and I understand what you're asking. We had Donovan's back. And you're asking me from a perspective of me being in the locker room, and now I'm on this side. I'm on this side now. And I still feel the way that I feel, but I also understand why fans feel the way that they feel. And I'm also looking at it from Bryce's perspective, because Bryce kind of turtles up when things are bad. Like Bryce, when I think of Bryce and I think about him being – outgoing and bombastic and all that other stuff is when things are going well. The fact that Devin points out that when things are going bad and he's not playing well, he's short, he doesn't want to talk to the media. Guess what? Every time the media goes in the locker room, who do they want to talk to? Bryce Harper. So it sends a bad message when you're not playing well and the team is not doing well. You tend to not be around. You see what I'm saying?
No, yeah, I got you.
Because it's just not a good look. The toughest thing to do, especially when you're losing, is to answer questions. But everybody has to do it.
Right.
Everybody has to
do it. Well, there's no doubt. Sean, what do you got for us? What's a cocktail we should try?
Thank you for the conversation, guys. You probably already had it, but a Moscow Mule can never go wrong with that. Have a great weekend, guys. Love
you got
show.
It, Sean. Moscow Mule. Hugh, have you ever tried one?
No, that's the one with the tin cup, though, right? You got to drink that in a tin cup.
I've never had one either.
You're correct about that.
Have you had one, Kyle?
No. I don't know why I said that so emphatically.
Well, you said it like you have them all the time.
When I tell you I am not a fan of mixed drinks.
Well, today we're going to find the one you'll try.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just not, because I like all of my liquor straight, because it's like people drink. Like,
we get it. You're a big tough guy.
No, it's not that.
Would you play football or something?
No, it's not that. It's just that, since we're here, what are we drinking for? We're drinking to get drunk.
It's a name weekend.
I've never had a Moscow Mule. I imagine 3 or 4 Moscow Mules, you'll be drunk, man.
No, or 2 or 3 shots of tequila and a beer get you there a lot quicker.
But I enjoy the act of the drinking.
Me too.
Like, if I just want to get hammered in 5 minutes, I'll do a bunch of shots.
No,
I like to sit on a beer.
Yeah.
I don't sit on no beers or no shots. I hit those.
But you like the flavor of some, because you have preferences for whiskey, so you must like the flavor.
Well, some of them have the flavor, you know, they have like acceptable flavors,
but
for the most part, it's like, I just like the burning the hole in the chest, you know, when you get there, like the
big,
warm
feeling. Tough guy Douglas over here. Tough guy Douglas. That's what it is.
Maybe I will. You know what? I will open my mind up today.
The best one we get today.
Some fruity drink.
Nice. Okay.
Yes, I will.
Well, we'll find out by the end of the show. All right, let's go to Bill in Princeton. What's up, Bill?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Bill. What's up?
So when I look at Bryce, I'm not worried about him. I don't know if you have recently watched this documentary that came out about Mike Schmidt and his career. It helped. I grew up watching them in the 80s, and I think, you know, clearly Bryce is bombastic, as you said. He's the showman, you know, when things are going good. But I would equate him, when he's not doing well and the team's not doing well, he just looks inside and says, what do I got to do? So I actually think it is very personal for him, and he knows that he's got to lead by example. So I'm not worried about him. I heard the report. Maybe you guys heard it too, that he's working with the whole staff, yep, doing new drills, trying to understand speed and things like that. So I think he's such a perfectionist that when he's not doing well, yes, I would love for him to be vocal, but I think he wants his actions to be his words as opposed to just words, not backing him up. So I'm not worried about him. He's going to – look, I hope he turns it around. I wish there was somebody in the locker room like a Pete Rose that would get into people's faces and break bats when they're not doing well. They're just not made up as a team. When you look up and down the lineup, they're just not like that.
They're not. And as far as like, so there's different elements to this: frustration, concern, worry. I tend to be with you, Bill. I'm not worried. I mean, he's still hitting the ball really hard. I mean, if his contact was weak, or I thought the power was gone, or I thought he just was really swinging and missing at pitches he shouldn't, then I'd feel bad. But I think he's going to break out at some point soon, and he needs to. They need his offense in a big way. Bill, what do you got for us? A mixed drink cocktail we should try.
Hugh, you got to go with the Woodford Manhattan.
Woodford Reserve.
Woodford Reserve on a big block of ice, and you got to ask for the last step, which is three cherries.
See, I like Woodford Reserve. Cherries. I do like Woodford Reserve.
Get
I do
that
like
on a Manhattan, and you'll love it.
All right, the Woodford Manhattan and the three cherries. Bill, good one. And that's a unique one. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on this Tri-Day Friday. We need your cocktail for our Tri-Day to Kentucky Derby tomorrow. Mint Julep and Jason Wirtz horse is going to be in there. I'm rooting for him tomorrow. 215-592-9494. Bryce Harper, are you concerned? He is off to a really slow start this season. Hugh's frustrated today with Bryce. Frustrated, concerned, not worried. Where do you come down on Bryce Harper? Your calls on that. Plus, more on the Phillies' upcoming decision with Ranger Suarez and Taijuan Walker. What they had to say about their positions in the starting rotation. You're going to want to hear this. They both were asked yesterday. I thought these answers were pretty interesting. Taijuan and Ranger on, would they be willing to go to the bullpen? Do they want to stay in the rotation? That's all next. Your calls, Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about bacon. Not just any bacon, people. We're going to talk about Hatfield bacon. From classic hardwood smoked to sweet maple brown sugar. Even extra thick cut bacon, which is basically my favorite. They got applewood smoked bacon. Every slice is packed with flavor. You can put it on top of your burger, you can level up your breakfast, or you can snack straight from the pan. No judgment from me. So treat yourself. Grab some Hatfield bacon today and taste the difference. Head to simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.